Track 410.
Working on the slippery cutting stage, seasoned whalemen use long, sharp spades to cut the whale's blubber into long strips 2 to 3 feet wide. They attach the blubber hook to each strip weighing up to several tons, and the deckhands hauled it aloft with a large windlass on the foredeck. The tryworks, with its hearth and two kettles, was kindled with scrap wood. It burned hot and belched black smoke for up to 3 days. On deck, the blubber was cut into blanket pieces, then horse pieces, and finally minced into thin Bible leaves so it could render more efficiently in the tripods. When separated, the oil was ladled into the rectangular cooling tank alongside, then eventually transferred through leather hose to wooden casks below. The scraps that didn't render, called cracklings or bacon, were thrown into the fire. If they were lucky enough to have landed a sperm whale, they'd open the case in the head and ladle out the precious spermaceti right into well-marked casks. If a baleen whale, they'd harvest the baleen from the whale's mouth, clean it, and stack it on deck. It was tough, very messy work, with the ship's deck becoming slippery with blubber and oil, and its crew grimy and exhausted.
To continue the audio tour in this room, walk over to the Azorian Whaleman Gallery in the corner by the stairs. Start at track 441 to learn about the Azorian influence on the industry and the cultural ties that bind New Bedford and the islands.